The chairman, I have said before that, and I quote, strong democracies are built by strengthening the institutions of democracy rather than the power of men, unquote. And again, that the gains we have made in our democracy due to the sacrifices of great individuals must be protected by great institutions, end of quote. The surest way to safeguard our democracy is ensuring that we have credible elections. The institution mandated by the Constitution of the Fourth Republic to conduct and supervise public elections, the Electoral Commission, must be seen by the citizenry and all stakeholders to be fair and ready to uphold the sovereign will of voters in their choice of their leader. A litany of recent events, i.e. the presidential election petition of 2013, the nullification by the Supreme Court of the use by the EC of NHIS cards as identification for voter registration, and the recent cancellation of the District Assembly and Unit Committee election, on which $100 million of public money was spent, points to a commission that has lost a great deal of the confidence of the people. Whoever, therefore, succeeds the soon-to-retire chairman of the Electoral Commission, my three-year Legon Hall roommate, Dr. Kojo Afarija, must once again restore confidence in this institution. He or she must be an efficient person with an independent, impartial spirit who generates confidence across the wider reaches of the society and who owes his or her duty not to the government of the day, but to the people of Ghana. Some have stated that the president must be left alone to select the new EC boss. My message to them is simple. Every citizen of Ghana has a stake in the appointment. Hence the importance of public opinion in the process. The framers of the Constitution were keenly aware of the impropriety inherent in allowing the president, a political player, to play a critical role in selecting the political referee. Hence the constitutional arrangement of Article 72 of our Constitution. Article 72 provides, and I quote, the president shall, acting on the advice of the Council of State, appoint the chairman, deputy chairman, and other members of the Electoral Commission, unquote. This constitutional provision imposes an obligation on the president to act on the advice of the Council of State in appointing the chairman and members of the Electoral Commission. Advice in this context refers to a binding instruction given by one constitutional officer to another. That's when Article 72 provides that the President shall act on the advice of the Council of State. It contemplates that the Council of State will put in place a mechanism to search for, vet, and nominate a candidate for the President to appoint. In many, many other jurisdictions across the world, whoever successfully emerges as head of the Electoral Commission is put through a rigorous selection procedure, which includes wide stakeholder consultation, vetting by a committee, often in public, and finally, approval by a special majority, two-thirds, or sometimes even three-quarters of the legislature. Appointment by the president is then a formality. I would respectfully urge the president to abide by the Constitution and allow the Council of State to do its work openly and transparently, so that the final product will engender broad public confidence. It is important for the strengthening of our democracy. This is, in effect, the first time such an appointment is being made under the Fourth Republican Constitution. Hence the anxiety of the public that we should get it right. I have no doubt that the president, avowed Democrat that he is, will not fail the people of Ghana in this regard. Mr. Chairman, in concluding,